The deal that freed the health workers is not without controversy in Europe as well. Their release was negotiated by the new French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, and his wife, Cecilia. Critics suggest that among Sarkozy's motivations were a chance to build nuclear power plants in Libya and possibly to sell Libya some French fighter jets. I spoke with Adam Sage, the Paris correspondent for The Times, the British daily, and he explained what Libya stands to gain by releasing the hostages.
Libya got between $400 and $460 million for a fund that was to be paid to the families of the victims, $1 million each. Secondly, Libya seems to have got a commitment to renovate Benghazi Hospital, where the children were infected with the HIV virus, and for medics from that hospital to come to France for training. I think that from the European Union, Libya will get a whole series of pledges of investment. I know they wanted the European Union, not France in particular, but European Union countries in general, to help build a motorway that runs from one border to the other and a railroad that I think crosses the country as well. I think there are probably various other infrastructure projects.
And President Sarkozy himself was in Libya today negotiating agreements with Muammar Gaddafi.
Exactly. He was in Gaddafi's tent, and that perhaps is probably the biggest prize for Gaddafi, who is seeing France as a vehicle to bring Libya, to bring him and Libya back into what they're calling the Concert of Nations. Sarkozy will usher him back in, that is his hope, to become a respected and respectable statesman, consulted by Europe and no doubt other countries. I think the symbolic value of Sarkozy's visit is very great and no doubt seen by Libya as one of the biggest prizes that is gained out of this affair.
Another British newspaper, not yours, The Guardian, wrote an editorial today about this, which they called High Price for Freedom, and they concluded by saying, French stunts aside, the Libyan deal is another achievement for the European Union's much-vaunted soft power, the ability to influence a country through sanctions rather than brute force, but it involves suspending moral judgment and concentrating on outcome rather than responsibility. As we've seen with the case of the innocent Bulgarian hostages, this is not as easy as it seems. Is that view shared at all in France?
I think it is shared in France, probably rather less acutely in France, where it's been seen as a triumph of French diplomacy and a triumph of President Sarkozy and his wife. But no doubt there are concerns in France and really all over Europe. I think that there are worries that Europe has probably turned a blind eye to the, as the Guardian said, the moral aspects of this, effectively taking these health workers hostage.
And they say being seriously abused and tortured during their captivity.
Absolutely. All this has been rushed under the carpet, I think. Now, obviously, Sarkozy and Barroso, the head of the European Union, president of the European Commission, would say, well, the important thing was to get the nurses and the doctor out.
But one can also read a deal like this. People who refuse to ever negotiate, say, with hostages or kidnappers, would be concerned that, for example, Robert Mugabe, his problem is he hasn't taken hostages yet. If he did that, he might get economic aid from the West.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that is the concern, obviously, is that crimes pay. Gaddafi's crime has paid. He's got money, he's got what he wants, he's done very well out of the deal. Obviously the concern is that it's an encouragement for other dictators to do likewise.
Well, Adam Sage, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's Adam Sage, who covers Paris for the British daily, The Times.